Welcome to the Hawley Baptist Church podcast, bringing you into a community in which everyone is welcome, lives are changing, and Jesus is King. Thanks for listening with us today. We would invite you to subscribe so you can keep up to date with us. But for now, we pray you enjoy listening to what God has in store for you in this episode, and that it helps change your life for the better. In Jesus' name, enjoy.
Well, good morning, everybody. My name's Leslie. This is Neil, and we are your hosts for this morning. If you've been joining us recently, you'll know that we've been doing a series called Down to Earth, which has been really, really good. And this is the third one, and it's called Unlikely Invitation. And we have a guest speaker for you, Steve Rouse.
Good. Yep. So great to have you with us. I actually looked up about 5 minutes ago where the expression down to earth came from. That's our sermon series. And we say someone is down to earth, he's very down to earth. And apparently the origin of the expression comes from, they think, is when angels came down to earth. So it's very appropriate. Appropriate. Obviously, it's our series because it's talking about Jesus coming down to earth at Christmas.
Yeah. But I didn't know that either.
So every day's a school day. And and why listen to sermon today? Well, in the series so far, we've had Unusual King, which has been talking about Jesus born in a stable is an unusual place for a king to be born. And we've had Unexpected Rescue, and it's talking about what God has done. And this week, maybe slightly different, it's a bit more personal, because it's, what's it called? Unlikely Invitation. And an invitation involves two people. It's the inviter and also invitee. Is that a word?
That's true.
So it gets a bit more. So it might be something for you today. So do listen to us. In fact, we've got a little pre-sermon video that tells us about what's coming.
Join us this Christmas as we reflect on our down-to-earth Saviour, the Jesus who stepped into the mess and detail of life on earth and calls us to do the same.
In 2013, Ali Ward got an unlikely invitation from a stranger that changed the direction of her life. She'd faced a succession of difficult life events. Her relationship with her partner ended, her dad was diagnosed with cancer, and she was increasingly unhappy with her job. To distract herself from her woes, she liked to take photos of an unconventional obsession, tiny insects. Sometimes, if she took a particularly pleasing picture of a bee or a beetle, she'd post it on Facebook. Her posts attracted the attention of Lila Higgins, who worked as an entomologist, someone who studies insects at the local Natural History Museum. After seeing her photos, Lila reached out and sent Ali an invitation to come and look around the museum. For most people, in the middle of a really awful year, where everything's falling apart around them and the people they love the most are deteriorating, being like, do you want to come and see 40 cockroaches in a fish tank, is not what most people would say absolutely to. Ali's experience at the museum made her light up for the first time in ages. She was then invited to volunteer, and she said her life began to gain fresh purpose again. As a result, Ali made a decision to change her career, and now she works at the museum. Unlikely circumstances led to an unlikely invitation, which resulted in an unlikely new direction in her life. Now, we might not have noticed any tiny insects in the nativity story before, but there is definitely an unlikely invitation, a number of them actually. The unlikely invitation to a teenage girl to be the mother of the saviour of the world. The unlikely invitation to a group of magi to come and worship the newborn king. And perhaps the most unlikely invitation of all, to a group of shepherds looking after their sheep out on the hills, are visited by a host of angels and invited to be the first to go and see the Saviour wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. Each one of these unlikely invitations transformed the lives of those involved. Mary's purpose is transformed, the Magi's worship is transformed, and the shepherd's priorities are transformed. Let's focus in and shine a light on that shepherd's invitation. Shepherds in Israel at the time of Jesus' birth had very low social status, even though originally the Israelites were a people of shepherds. Many key characters in Israel's history were shepherds: Abraham, Jacob, Jacob's sons, and even Moses, who was shepherding at the defining burning bush moment, all received unlikely invitations to join a unique mission. When the 12 tribes of Israel migrated to Egypt, they met a lifestyle foreign to them. The Egyptians were agriculturalists, farmers, and as farmers, they despised shepherding because sheep and goats meant death to their crops. Battles between farmers and shepherds were as old as they were fierce. In fact, we know that the first murder in history erupted from a farmer's resentment of a shepherd when Cain, a farmer who grew crops, murdered his brother Abel, a shepherd. So the Egyptians and Israelites clashed as the farming Egyptians looked down on the shepherding Israelites. And after the Israelites reached the promised land and settled, shepherding ceased to hold its prominent position. As the Israelites acquired more farmland, grazing animals decreased and people focused on growing crops, and shepherding became a menial job for the lower classes. Joachim Jeremias, a German theologian, notes that shepherds were despised in everyday life. In general, they were considered second class and unworthy. He wrote this. He said, "To buy wool, milk, or a goat from a shepherd was forbidden on the assumption that it would be stolen property." And because of their unclean condition, shepherds were not allowed to go into the temple. To a Jew at that time, the temple was where God was. It was his dwelling place on earth. If you couldn't go there, then you couldn't meet with God. Shepherds couldn't join in with the worship to God in the temple. They weren't invited. Talk about an unlikely invitation. Of all the people that God would invite to the birth of his son, you'd likely put shepherds on the reserve list, maybe, if at all. We're living at a time in our culture of culture wars, immigration issues, tribalism, cancel culture. Even sometimes within the church, these cultural patterns are influencing how we relate to one another. Perhaps it's time to shine a light on the issue and see that all are invited to come and worship the Saviour. So these shepherds were seen as sinners and excluded from temple worship. So God sends worship to them. A choir of angels illuminates the hillside where they're working. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Here on this Bethlehem hillside, we discover that God's temple is everyday life. He's not restricted by the walls of a building. When we as the church think about invitation, we so often think it's about inviting someone to come to church. And at Christmas, there are particular opportunities to give that invitation. But it's also about inviting them into a community that you can find everywhere. In homes, shops, offices, gyms, schools, universities, farms, and maternity wards. We're called to shine like stars in those everyday places. God effectively says, "The world says you're not worthy to come to me, then I will come to you." Those who the world labeled as unclean and incompetent are invited to worship in a temple that looks like an animal's cave. A place that shepherds would have been so familiar with. They were being invited to find that the Savior of the world had been born into their world, their workplace. This message, this invitation is for all, including those we might think least likely. And it's still needed today.
There's a beautiful city in Britain, which I won't name, but they make it even more beautiful at Christmas, as many cities do. At Christmas time, they invest in a lot of beautiful and tasteful Christmas lights to decorate the streets of the city. But one year, there was a complaint in the local newspaper about the lights. And the complaint wasn't about the cost or about what the money could be used for instead, or the environmental impact. The letter to the editor was from a local resident, and their complaint was amazing. Their complaint was, now that the Christmas lights light up the city at night, the bright lights place the city in a bad light. Now that we have these extra lights, our city doesn't look so good because we can see the homeless people sleeping on the shop doorsteps more easily. I don't know what your view of Christmas is, or the view of the person writing that letter was. What I do know is that this complaint is the opposite of the view of Christmas that we see in the Bible. That letter writer's view was probably something along the lines of, everything needs to look beautiful in this city, especially at Christmas, magical even. It all needs to look special. But our message of Christmas is an invitation to all, absolutely everyone, including those without, those in greatest need. So Christmas should shine a light on those who are poorest. That's what it's supposed to do. On those who were considered the least in society, those who were the last in society. That's entirely consistent with who gets invited to share in the Christmas story. Those who are not normally included. Including Mary and Joseph. Including the Magi. Including the shepherds. Including me. Including you.
One of my favourite Christmas carols is O Little Town of Bethlehem, and it has the line that says, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Can you imagine God breaking in this way in your daily context, while you're at work or at home or at school? Do we think it's unlikely that God would show up there? However ordinary you may feel, God invites you to be part of his story for this world. These shepherds began work that night on a dark hillside, another ordinary working day. But they ended their day transformed. Their lives transformed, their priorities, their outlook, their purpose would never be the same again. This Christmas, may God come to where you are and shine the light of his glory on your life. And may you, who may think you're not welcome, may you come to see that this unlikely invitation is for you too.
Good message.
Yeah,
I like Steve Rouse. Yeah. I've heard him before, and he's really clear with his message.
Yeah.
One takeaway from you?
I think the thing that stood out for me the most was the fact that this invitation is for everybody. And, you know, the way it was described that in those days the shepherds had such a lowly status. But I was thinking also that you can feel lowly inside for all sorts of reasons. You know, could be difficulties you've gone through in your life or you're going through right now, all sorts of reasons. And those people feel unworthy. And I've heard people say to me, oh, I couldn't come to church because I'm not as good enough.
So, if only they knew.
Yeah, if only they knew. But that invitation is for everyone.
Really good point. And, you say the shepherds were the least likely people. They're sort of, you know, second class citizens, not welcome in church. And I hadn't heard this thing about before, that they weren't welcome in the temple, which was where the Jews saw as where God was.
Yeah.
So they weren't welcome to God, and God went to them.
Yeah. I mean, as if it wasn't a big enough event anyway, the coming of the Saviour to the world, but God includes in that it's going to be the shepherds that are going to spread the message.
Yeah.
I was just. Yeah. fantastic.
Yeah. Reminds me a little bit of last week. So if you didn't see last week's message, it's on YouTube. Do go and catch up.
Yeah,
and
it was very good.
Phil Hughes did it, and he gave everybody that was in the room a sticker that said, "I'm the reason for the season."
Yeah.
I quite like that because, you know, God comes for the shepherds, God comes for the wise men, God comes for you, God comes for me, and it's because of the things that I've done wrong that Jesus came as a baby. We'd love to hear your comments. So if you've got thoughts, please, if you've got questions, please email us on gotquestions@holybaptist.org.uk. Done this loads of times, I can still never remember that. And we'd love to hear from you. So if you've got questions around what you've heard today, or you've got thoughts, then please do email us and someone will come back to you. Or if you thought that's a really good talk, and I really know somebody that it was only about 10 and a half minutes, so it's much shorter than usual. So if you know somebody that you think might enjoy listening to that, then please share it with them and point them to either YouTube or podcast or the different ways that we put it out. So the message is Jesus is for everyone, and there is that invitation. That's the thing is, the invitation is there,
and that's what the whole gospel is based on, isn't it? Because God doesn't force himself into our lives. He invites us to share our lives with him, and it's our choice. It's our choice. It's not something you've got to do, but the invitation is there for everyone.
Yes,
which is fantastic.
It's a bit like if you get invited to a party, you can go or you can not go.
Yeah.
It's your choice.
Or your choice.
If someone gives you a present, you can either open it or just leave it. Leave it on the side.
Yeah.
And God's invitation is to.
That was today's episode of the Holy Baptist Church podcast. We hope this prompted you to want to follow Jesus even just a little bit more closely. If you have any questions about what you've heard in today's episode, or you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus, you can email us at gotquestions@holybaptist.org.uk. We would love to hear from you. It would really make our day. If you want to hear more from us, just a reminder that you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and you can access that and our YouTube channel by heading to holybaptist.org.uk/media. Thank you again for listening to the Holy Baptist Church podcast. We pray God will bless you, and we will see you next time.